This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. Texas Education Commissioner Mike Morath was in Dallas to provide a progress report on how the state's public schools are doing. Among the biggest challenges for the Texas education system this year, the impact Hurricane Harvey had on schools. Dozens of districts had to delay the start of school for days, even weeks after the storm. And all but three school districts have reopened, according to Education Commissioner Mike Morath. He spoke at a luncheon sponsored by the Dallas Regional Chamber.
We educate in the state of Texas roughly the same number of children who are educated by the nation of Canada, and one in four of them have suffered pretty significant disruption to their learning experience and to their lives.
Morath has toured school districts affected by Harvey, districts like Port Aransas, which is scheduled to reopen next month. Most of its students will have to attend classes in portable buildings.
Our teachers are spending all day with rooms full of kids who, in many cases, are suffering post-traumatic stress. And then they're going home and demoing their own homes.
Morath told attendees at the Hilton Anatole Dallas that the state's graduation rate at 89% is the highest Texas has had, and more students are meeting grade level expectations. Still, Morath says there's more work to do to boost student performance.
We have more poor kids today than we ever had. We have more families of challenge than we ever had. We got several hundred thousand newly homeless families in the Gulf Coast region.
Morath, a former Dallas school board member, was joined by North Texas superintendents, including Michael Hinojosa with Dallas ISD. Hinojosa praised his district's dual language program in which students are taught in Spanish and English.
Take our English learners, our dual language parents that are either African-American or white, their results are even much higher than our other groups of kids, and they are becoming biliterate.
Hinojosa says the dual language model is just one example of how a district can help students succeed. Stella Chavez, KERA News.